There are at least 8,000 hedge funds, and they control a gigantic $1.4 trillion of investments. That makes the fast-growing hedge fund industry a bit bigger than the economy of Canada and a bit smaller than the GDP of Brazil. Some hedge funds make huge profits, but others go broke and cause serious problems. University of Maryland law professor and former financial regulator Michael Greenberger says regulators, members of Congress, and others have been taking a close look at hedge funds.
Senate, there's beginning to be a concern about the impact of hedge funds on the economy and a movement toward doing something about that.
A hedge fund is a pool of investment money collected from individual investors or institutions by a fund manager and invested on their behalf. The aim is to make money by finding stocks, companies, or other things that are undervalued and buying them. Or fund managers may find other assets that are overpriced and make an investment bet that the price will go down. Only a limited number of large, wealthy, and presumably sophisticated investors are permitted to join hedge funds, so these investment vehicles face less regulation and have to disclose less information than other investments, such as mutual funds. And hedge funds are allowed to use much more aggressive and risky strategies than mutual funds. For example, hedge funds can borrow stock or money to increase their investments. That makes greater profits possible, but it also exposes the fund to greater losses. If the investments go bad, then the fund might not be able to repay the loan, which could put the lender out of business. Professor Greenberger warns if a number of large hedge funds collapse at once, investors as well as the institutions that loaned money could be hurt, and this could ripple through the financial system. He says this nearly happened in the late 1990s.
Well, first of all, the granddaddy of calamities of hedge funds was the 1998 near collapse of Long-Term Capital Management, which was at that time the world's largest hedge fund. The conventional wisdom at that time was that if Long-Term had failed, it would have caused terrific systemic collapse in the American economy. I mean, it wasn't too far-fetched for people at that time to be talking about depression and economic depression.
Investment advisor Bill Mann of the Motley Fool Company says funds can sometimes use their huge pool of investment money to unfairly manipulate the market price of commodities, stocks, or other investments. Things like crude oil, Asian currencies, or some stocks.
They absolutely could manipulate the market, and I think it's important to note that in all likelihood, they do manipulate the market.
Mann says an unscrupulous hedge fund manager could drive down the stock price of a company he wants to buy by spreading false reports that the company has problems. Or a fund could sell large quantities of a particular stock, flooding the market and driving down the price, and then quickly buying up every available share at a lower price. Some legislators and experts say governments should regulate hedge funds more closely and require them to disclose more about their actions to discourage improper behavior. But some hedge fund managers say there are plenty of laws that already ban activities such as fraud or insider trading. George Mason University researcher Homan Shadab says it would be unwise to force hedge funds to disclose secret trading strategies.
Is that it would be like forcing a cook or a chef to reveal his secret recipes and the things that gives him a competitive advantage over the other hedge fund managers.
Shadab says hedge funds make markets more liquid by increasing the number of investors bidding on stocks and other assets. Top U.S. Bush administration economic officials recently examined the issues surrounding hedge funds and decided against major changes in regulations that govern them. European officials are said to be still considering stronger regulation for hedge funds. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.